Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is hit by the pitch. McRae moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. McRae tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Steve Mingori now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. There goes Porter trying to get to third. Garr throws the ball into Brohmer, who tags Porter for the out. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brohmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Cowens steals third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hamilton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. White moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Essien and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Spencer scores. Soderholm goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 3 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards second. White throws to second for 1, and Patek throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lemon scores. Essien moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Tom Hall now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 4 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 4 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lacock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lagro. Lacock moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lacock moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McRae strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.